how'd you get the pay? I ain't done some base. So the shaila was, why are you not allowed to read ksuvim during the in the afternoon in a place where there's no base medrash? If there's no base medrash, in other words, there's no drush going on, so you should be allowed to read ksuvim on Shabbos, right? So says the Gemara. Let's start that from the top line. Me'ata, top line on 158 on Ayin Tesa base. Me'ata b'mokum she'yesh base medrash la'ayikro. In a place there is a base medrash, you shouldn't read. B'mokum she'yesh base medrash, place there is no base medrash, yikoru. Let them read, be able to read ksuvim on Shabbos. There's no base medrash anywhere to go to. So that must not be the reason why you can't read ksuvim on Shabbos. Ksuvim. Leisach elokado the Tanya Rabbi Nechemiah. There's no other reason other than that which is stated by Rabbi Nechemiah. The Tanya Rabbi Nechemiah. We learn Rabbi Nechemiah said name I inquire because ve'akoydesh shel minchol amala. Why is one not allowed to read kitzvei hakodesh other than in the late afternoon after mincha? Minei shitrei diotos because of documents literally means commoners, but it means common law. In other words, legal documents, non-mitzvah documents. Shim oimat lo shu mutter. If you tell him that it's mutter to read kitzvei hakodesh, abhu oimer mabakach nisasi b'shtarosu. He's going to say, well, so what? If that's mutter, let me go read my own stuff as well. Now the Mashbiach says that makes no sense, right? So he takes out that line. He says just the next line. Mitoksha rather mitokshat omerloshu osir. Since you tell him that it's osir even to iksuvim, right, which is holy. Afuoy Mary may extrapolate to say certainly kisei hakodesh osir. If kisei hakodesh are forbidden, shitrei diotos lo koshkei, certainly that secular legal documents are certainly also to read on Shabbos Yotzer. Okay, Chadamara, this teaches us that shamishna kodemis lamikro, since they only answered chumash the Tanakh, they didn't answer Mishnayis, you must say that Mishnah is superior to Tanakh. And there's a riot that which Rabbi Shimon Yochai said. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, "Hosik mimikra." Somebody just learns chumash mida sheina mida. It's an attribute or measure that's not a valid attribute. Hosik mimishna. Somebody involves himself in mishnah mida shenovli menaschar. So it's a praiseworthy or beneficial type of pursuit. How also with Talmud, somebody involves himself in gemara, ein l'chamida gedayim mazul. There's no greater mida than that. That's the best of everything. However, you should always pursue Mishnayis more than Talmud. In other words, there are several interpretations. That one interpretation is that Mishnayis means here the Brisos, and Talmud means that which Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put into the Talmud, right? The Talmud, the opposite, that you should always go after the Mishnah more than the Talmud, because the Talmud is all the extension of Brises, right? And the Mishnah is the distillation thereof. So once you know, even though when it means that Gemara is superior, it also means that Mishnayis, when you do have to learn Mishnayis, you should go to the compressed version written by Rebbe and not to the expanded version written which existed previously before it was edited, because the edited version is superior. But that's a dochuk interpretation. I think the proper interpretation is that even though you're supposed to pursue Talmud, Talmud is primarily reasoning. It's not the written works, right? So what are you supposed to pursue? What kind of written works are you supposed to pursue? The Mishnayis. Once you pursue the Mishnayis, then you can engage in the process of Talmudic analysis yourself. Okay, so it says, pursue the Mishnayis to study them. Don't pursue that which is already written in the form of Talmud. Let's study, come to your own conclusions on your own. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Ben Boon said, that is only true when the Talmud consisted of all sorts of svaras without the Mishnayis. And once Rebbe put the Mishnayis down in writing, and they're embedded in the Talmud, so learn Gemara over Mishnah, Isaac, because Gemara includes both. It includes both Mishnayis and Gemara. Brachos shekasu ben yonos, books which have a list of brachos. in which there are many concepts. Harbe, mina Torah, from the Torah itself. Emetzinos hamipnei, is not allowed to say them from the from a fire on Shabbos. Why? Because here's to the opinion that you're not allowed to write down brachos. Now, in the old days, they didn't write sidurim, so certainly not brachos books. So therefore, they should be burnt. That we should let them be burnt. They weren't supposed to be written down. Because from here, they came to the conclusion that they said kosei brachos, people who write sidurim, sorpe Torah as if they burn the Torah. Right? Because if you write it down, so eventually you get burnt up in a fire. Well, things have changed. Ma'aseh Elishi Kosei Brachos. A certain individual went to, who was writing brachos. Spoke Rabbi Shmuel Abodko. Rabbi Shmuel went to check him out to see if he was talking doing that. Came into Yirgish Bikopa Mosa. Once he heard the voice, the sound of the footfalls, Rabbi Shmuel outside his door. Sure, Rabbi Akiva. Not out Tachrish Brachos. He took a bundle of brachos, was rokon, and he threw them betoch Sevel Shemayim into a bucket of water, despite the fact that a Shem Hashem written on the Shem Hashem would get erased. On Marlos, they said, Godo onesh acho min arishon. You'll get punished more in Shemayim for having thrown the brachas into the bucket of water so they'll be erased, and you got punished for having written them to begin with. Okay, it was a mistake that which we did. Rishum Levi said a lot of agadat statements, even our Gemara now, Dafyomi and Bavli. Rishum Levi is the author of several statements to the Agadah that we did today and we're going to do tomorrow. But he held Agadah, the Kosvah, if you write it down, you have no portion of the world to come. Why do you think that is?
Misinterpreted.
That's right. You have to learn it from a Rebbe. Right. That's exactly. I think that that's exactly the point.
What?
It's open to abuse and misinterpretation. Chorsha. It should be really a Dorsha. Somebody who darshens it and mischarev. He'll get burnt out. Hashem, when somebody hears it, Ein Mekabel Schar, does not receive any reward because all this is dry cut and doesn't explain the profundity of what's going on. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shimon Levi himself said, On Amin Yomei, I my entire life, Lo Istaklis, Besivin Agarat, I never looked at the book of Agaratus. Elachad Zman Istaklis. One time I did look. Ish Ashkochis Sokosuba. I found that it was said in the Sefer Agarata, May of Shimon Chamesh Parashur Shokosuba Torah, the 175 parashas which are written in the Torah. Davar Amira Tzivui says the word Davar, the word Amira, the word Tzivui. So those 175 times.
Sorry that way.
The carbonated says much more than that, but so at the beginning of a parasha, the beginning of a paragraph, the Torah says, Davar Amar Tziva. So there are 175 places in the Torah which says, something like by the Be'er Shem Moshe Lemur. Okay, by Tzav Hashem Isar, or whatever the case may be. So those 145 times, where they correspond to, Kenegesh Noisel Shal. They correspond to the life span of Avram Avinu. The Chassid says, "Lokachta matonos ba'adam." He took gifts for a person, and who is that person? The person who was mighty among the giants. Okay, now the 147 kapil chantilim. How many actually are do we have? 150. They had three less.
It's true
that they still have three less, right? We don't know which ones. Maybe it's one stuff didn't write. I don't know, but they had three less. So may our boy Mishael Shimon is much closer to Tilly. Kenegach Noizer Shal Avinu Yaakov. They correspond to the years that Yaakov Avinu was alive. Shneimar says, "Batok Kadosh, you are holy." So we say to Hashem, "Yoshev Tilos Yisrael, you sit within the praises of Yisrael." And Yisrael is, of course, who? Yaakov. Okay. Mea ve'asim v'shalosh pa'amim she'yisro onim ha'aluka. The 123 times ha'aluka on Tehillim go count. Kenegad shtoyz v'shalosh, and they correspond to the years that Aaron Avinu lived. Aaron Cohen lived. 123 years. Ha'aluka ha'alukel v'kacho. We darshan that it says, praise God in his whole sanctity. La'aron kedosho. So we darshan that Aaron kedosho. We say La'aron Kadosh Hashem. Why? Because it says Aaron was the holy of God. So therefore, the Halukas of Halukel B'Kodesh corresponds to the Kodesh Hashem, which is Aaron. Afilukei, even though it's the only thing I ever saw in Agadah to books, that's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, I was punished. On a mikveh belayla, I get afraid at night. I have fear of night. Why is that? Because I once looked in the Sefer of Agadatas, even though it's not supposed to.
The thing is ironic that we're being warned not to write down anything for Agadat on the last blot. All we've been learning.
So yeah, right. Think standards change.
Within their own
standards. I understand. Sure. Rav Chia Barba Chama Chad Sefer Agadat is Sotzer Sefer Agadat. Omar Imaksi Vay. So you said if what it says in it, Tavus is good. Still, Tikta Yada the Kasva. Let the person who wrote it, his hand be chopped off. Because you're not supposed to write it. Vavisli Kate. I'm sorry. One of them, so the person standing there said, Avui Da'u Garba Kasva, your father wrote it. Amalei said, Kate Amato, Tikta Yada the Kasva. It's not good, even if what you're saying is correct, may his hand be cut off. Because of what his hand, the fact that he wrote it. But obviously, Cain, and that happened, Gishkogo shared to be a sholit, like an inadvertent decree which comes from the ruler, that his father got, what is it here? What? I don't know if it's a stroke or his hand got cut off, Kipshuto, something happened to his hand.
Well, we had so many times before where Sadiq goes there.
It's all the same thing, that's right. Istani Koyre, Aguilionim Sifre Minim. Now, what's the status of empty leaves or the books written by atheists? Istani Koyre, as Koroseim Besorfon. There is one version that one is allowed to read the name of Hashem in a Samaritan Sefer Torah, and then you burn it.
And you let it burn.
Yeah.
You burn the rest of it, not the Shem Hashem. And Istani Tani, and there are others who learn, Sorfin Emaz Korosim, you burn them together with the Shem Hashem in them. Amrei Tarvitarvit said, Akaperos Bonai, may I chop down my kids? Shimbiova Lebesi, if they, one of these Sefer Torah comes to my house, Shani Sorfin Hain, the Emo Emaz Korosim, I'm going to burn them to the dimensions of Hashem. Amrei Ashimi Rodev Akrai, because I have a principle. If somebody is not pursued of me, Shanim Lima Tok Batan Shah Vodazara, I would flee into the house of another Vodazara, even into a church. Vaini Nima Tok Batan Shah Minim, I would not flee into the house of an Apikoras, because they're far worse. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Shaku Benim Akirbo Sova Kofibo, because they. Right? They don't know God that they should deny him and scoff at him, right? But because will start up being Jews, Makino, so they recognize God with Kofi Bo, they deny him nonetheless. Usually. Yeah. It's quite possible here. Valeno, my domain, concern them, David said, Hello, Mitzanecha Hashem, Esno, those way you, I ate. Gomer, etc., says that he's going to wage fights with them. So it says, Tanecho Hashem Esno and Miskomecho Eskotate. I'm going to, those who rise up. Those who rise up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David Mel is going to wage with them war. Zem Medrash Darshu, and they dash in this Medrash. They dash in this Medrash for what? Oh, that you can put the.
I heard you want an Orthodox
Medrash. Savitar, that the mean. The same story that I mean, right?
She keeps Shabbos now. She, one time I thought she did it.
It's inescapable. Safer term. The amazing thing is that you like her. I still find Chachapi spiteless from that. What? The amazing thing is that you like her. Because you're very critical usually. You, I'm impressed that you find that.
Take it so personal.
Okay. Can't escape. All right. Once to speak about your views, I'm very pleased with what Weitzman did. I think it was a good move. All right. Weitzman, yeah. I always understand right. Yeah. Did you hear that? He said in public it was a big thing. He said nobody knows what he was doing. He should call for elections.
I don't trust Weitzman.
I don't trust either, but I trust him more than Netanyahu. All right. So just like the pasuk said, if you have the Shema Hashem written, you're allowed to erase it for a soda, right? The books like you said, the Christians, the New Testament, whatever it is, even the Old Testament, but done by the Christians, who caused animosity, vatachus, and strife, and competition, machlokas, and strife, in Israel, between Jews and the Father in Heaven, is not certainly proper that they should burn together with the mentions of God's name in them. Okay?
I'm surprised this made it through the censors.
Yeah, I'm surprised myself. I didn't. Lieberman doesn't mean that anything else, so I have to assume that this is the whole. It made it through the tap. Yeah.
Because this is. I don't recall anything as strong as this in the Bavli. Did we have anything like that?
We had something similar, but not exactly the same. Yeah, it's very strong.
Okay, says Mar Matzilin Tika Sefer Ma Sefer. One is allowed to save the case of the Sefer Torah with the Sefer Torah, Tika Tfilin and Tfilin, and the case of the Tfilin with the Tfilin. Abba Bishesh Besochamos, even if they have money in them. Lecha Matzilin, so where can you take it to the Mavish and even foolish to a Mavli which has three walls? From Seremer Aflin, foolish even to a Mavli which has only two walls. And Mark's going to explain the Machlokas. Masdishim Shaino Tafulo. This is the our mission story about where the container is not attached to the Sefer Torah. Avlima aya tafulo, but if it's attached to it anyway, kugufahu is like itself, and where of course was Sefer Torah like that? Sorry, right? Sefer Torah is attached to its own case. Nichotika Sefer Ma Sefer. Understand based on this context. That you can save the tikkah sefer with the sefer, but tikkah tefillin and tefillin taka. Why can you save the tikkah the tefillin of the tefillin? So Rabbi Chagai, b'shem Rabbi Zira, shem Zira, shomala me'adah. You've heard it from here, and of course, in this we extrapolate back to the sefer Torah and say even the sefer Torah of Ashkenazim wants to save the outer mantle. How we learn out? Says choyne malach Hashem savi l'reva v'chalzim. The divinity of God, the angel of God, surrounds those who fear God and extricates them from all unpleasantries. So we see that they're surrounded by God on all sides, so to speak, or by an angel on all sides. So to hear that which surrounds an object consider it be part and parcel of it. Okay? That's not so clear to me. I don't like that drasha so much, but the next one's very good. It says Ba'adein Guvraya Eilach. What's his name? Nebuchadnezzar threw Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah into the fiery furnace. So it says there that that they saw these men walking around, and Badengavai Elach, they're walking. Kfisim Sarvlam, they were wrapped in their frock coats. Okay, and they were wrapped in their frock coats means what happened to the frocks? They didn't burn. That means that which is a clothing, that would, even though it's separate, it's not part and parcel, it's considered to be connected to the person who's wearing it. And here too, the teak is considered to be connected to the Sefer Torah and to the tefillin. Okay? Even though it has money in it, let this be Kaida Mar Rabbi Yaakov
Bar Achol, like Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achol said, Amar Chinano Kartignoa, then Chinano Kartignoa said, B'shem Rabbi Yesha, Diskoshesh B'socha Mos, if you have a wallet which has money in it, no Selek Kikor Matal, allowed to put a piece of bread on it and carry it, and so it's weird, as long as you have something else to carry with it, you're okay, you can carry both at the same time. Okay? Lech Matzino, so where can you take this stuff? To a mavi which doesn't have any doesn't have an opening on both sides. Foolish, but if it has an opening on both sides, lo, you can't bring stuff in there because it doesn't have a din array. What?
Of a
mavi or a shesiyachid, right? Because I tell my doesn't matter. Understand? Very cool question. All over you say somebody who walks is not like sisters standing. Here, if he wants to go from house one to house two on the other side of the Mavli, he can't get there, right? Because you just banned him from going into the Mavli. But all the Rabbanans are mutter in this case. What would be the Rabbanan here if you continue walking without stopping, right? Because you never made our knuckles just arriving. So why can't I let him do that? Make him make the Akira and to go and make that Akira Rosh Hashanah, the other Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and never stop in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So it won't be a problem. Right? So it says the Gemara must be. Normally you say somebody's walking, it's not like he's standing still. You see somebody who's standing still as if he's putting it down. At Ella Bezorik. And that's why you asked her, because since he's walking through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's as if he stopped by Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So Gemara says, it's not true. We don't pass him that's called Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because he never stopped walking. So it's never stopped walking. It was never munach. What's the problem? Continue walking through. So this is the Rabbanan. This is the Rabbanan Zarmut in these cases. Right? Ella Bezorik. It must be talking about...
Did he sue it from house A to house B?
Oh, that was the case of...
Yeah. Right.
He doesn't hold from clue to
commission. Right, but that's a problem. It's not going to work out. Tamar HaTomer is Zarek Potter. Elsewhere, you said somebody throws something, he's Potter, because we don't say clue to commission, Kadami, right? For Kar HaTomer Zarek Chayef, you're going to say he's Chayef? It doesn't make any sense, right? So it says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Tamar HaTomer Adama Zarek Potter. I'm sorry, Rabbi Chizkiah, B'Shem Rabbi Yisra said, B'Shalo Irvu Anu Kayami. I'll tell you about a case that didn't make an Eruv. Actually, it's going on to a new case already.
We said we're talking about whether there's no other ones there that were bigger. Okay.
Isn't this not how the carbonate is held?
That's right.
That's
right.
That's right.
If you would have said something, I'm sure Moshe would have
gotten it. We would have got a case.
Shalom, your word of prayer. Amen.
Candles are in
contract here
with the
shirt.
They might give us 60
days. She's going to share Rabbi
Yaakov.
Shalom, your
word on a Kayyamin.
What?
2 weeks to read your Rabbanah here.
Oh, right. Thank you for reminding me. Okay, right. He says that it's a double list of the Rabbanan, and that's why he don't let you go through. A, there's no Eruv, and B, it's not Mefulash. Right. Okay, so a single list of the Rabbanan, we'd be makel on you to transgress in order to save your stuff on Shabbos, right? But here you want to be matter a double list of the Rabbanan. The double list is to walk through a Mavli Shein Mefulash, right? And the second answer is that you didn't make an Eruv. Now, it's true, it's two sides.
It's the same thing.
Yeah,
because you didn't make an Eruv, it's a...
But what he means is you didn't rectify the Mechitzas, nor did you make an Eruv Chatzeros.
Yeah, put them less wrong.
You understand?
If you had made an error, then you wouldn't have a problem to begin with.
No.
You still
have one issue, the Rabbanon, of making mechitzas. Because here we're talking about Erev in terms of the bread.
Yeah.
So the double issue is that you're doing a case where there are no proper walls and there's no proper Erev Chatzeris.
Yeah, what's the question?
So they're two independent things?
They're two independent. That's the way he's learning it, the carbonator. Yeah. It's not glatt. I see what's bothering you, because it's really two sides of the same coin.
Right.
But that's what he says. And I don't remember seeing anybody who says a better pshat. So again, normally you say Zorik is potter, right? If he throws from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid, three is potter. Even through the Rishus HaRan, but here you say it's Chayev, right? How do we reconcile the two? So it says the Gemara, Rav Chizkiah b'shem Rav Acha said, b'shlo yirvo anakayim, again, we're talking about a case here. We didn't make an Erev and all the proper walls. Ben Becerra, Krab Yehuda, and Rabbi Ben Becerra says that you can go even to Mavi Mefulash. What is he old? How? Where the proper walls? So the Krab Yehuda holds two walls enough in order to create Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. The Dina we learned over there, Taman, Gishorim and Fulashim, if you have a bridge which is open, right, goes through. Metalin tachtein b'shabes shalat kainit and shabes through Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds you have two walls and two walls are sufficient to raise them. We have that array several times of shas. How many walls do you need? We're making shul sayochid.
Three.
Okay. Says more for the matzilim mazon shalosh sudas. You're allowed to save food for three meals. Haroi lo adam adam. That not just three meals for human being. That would suitable for human being. Royal lebema, that was suitable only for an animal. Lebema, you allowed to stay for an animal. Kate said, "How so? Nuflo dleika, bilel Shabbos. If you get a fire in your house for Friday night, but two mazon shalosh sudas, you'll have to save yourself three meals worth. But shachris, if you already ate one meal, then matzilim mazon shtei sudas, you'll only have to save two meals. But mincha, then you're allowed to save matzilim mazon surachas. Rabbi Yosemir, olam matzilim mazon shalosh sudas. No matter what time of day, you can always save three meals." Right, boom bar chia b'shem Rabbi Bobar Memo said Rabbi Nechemiah. That which you gave a limit on our mission is only called Rabbi Nechemiah. The Amar said, "Any time I will talk, you only carry stuff for its purpose." And here, it's not purposeful, right? You're just trying to save it, not trying to take anything for its purpose. Says Mar, no. Am Rabbi Yisrael said, "Time Rabbanan Tamar Kol Sheyesh Min Abayis Min Amuchan." The reason why Rabbanan say that you can take only from your house is because anything in your house is considered Muchan Mi Bald Yom. But here, Ima to Omer Cain, the difference is like this. That, again, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Tamar Rabbanan Tamar Kol Hashish B'chia Bavayis Min Amuchan. Everything which is in your house is prepared. But here, Ima to Omer Kain, if you say that, Avhu Matzil Min Hayom L'Machar, he's also going to save stuff from today till tomorrow. I'm drawing a blank on this. Just a minute. Let me start with the Gemara again. I think we'll be able to go through. Rabbi Barbar Memel said, Rabbi Nechemi, or Mr. Rabbi Chemi, who said, "Don't marry into the Melotorah, because otherwise you can carry stuff all you want." And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi said, "Time Rabbona Taman, Kol Mashiach Ben Abayis Min Amuchan." The reason which Rabbona hold over there that you're allowed to carry all the kelim from place to each other is because everything in the house is considered to be Muchan. But here, if you allow him to save anything he wants, he's going to save stuff for a weekday. We don't want him to do that, right? That's why we leave him without the capacity to without the capacity to say more than three meals. Right. Again, Rabbi Bumar Chia Bar said, "Our Mishnah Goyim Krabi Nechemi," who says you can't move anything unless it's a Torah. Rabbi Yehuda said it's not true. You can move stuff even Shlomo Torah. The question is whether it's prepared. Now, if you say that he's allowed to save, who says save more than three meals worth on Shabbos, that's considered to, it looks like he's preparing for the next day, and that, of course, is a big no-no. So that's why we don't let him take more than three meals on Shabbos. Now, the more asks a fundamental question. My sister is Rabbi Hindakas. Sounds like he's like Rabbi Hindakas, who appears in the Bavli as Rabbi Chidka, who said, was it Chidka? Yeah, who said that the Amar Lo Elam Atzilim wasn't Shalosh Shabbos? Shalosh Shabbos says you'll have to save three meals, right? Then it sounds like you'll have to save three meals Friday night, even if it is already after your meal. If it's after your meal, how many meals should you be allowed to save? Only two, unless I'm just going to grab a Chidka. How many meals do you have to eat on Shabbos? Remember, Rabbi Chidka, four. Right. So maybe I'm just going to grab a Chidka. So it says, well, no. The Omar, Tipater Bishanof Lelekab Lele Shabbos Achlo Ochlu Baabatish. The fire began before they ate Friday night. Beyond Yom Kippur, Michael Mamre, can you save any food if you get the fire on Yom Kippur? Why shouldn't you be able to save any food? Not supposed to eat, right. I'll attain the Rabbanon, that's according to rabbis who say, everything has to do with good tradition. You know, the, what are you allowed to do? That's a clue, you're not allowed to save anything. However, Kol HaMam Moide, everybody agrees, Shematzili Mazon, you can always save eating on Kippur the amount of food for one meal. Why? Lest you have to break your fast on an emergency basis. You have to have supplies ready. Okay? Tani, we learn. When you save stuff for a choler, for a cotton, even though they eat very little, you save them as much as a normal person eats. With Rafton, if you have, you know, Og Melech HaBosh in there and he eats a lot of stuff, you feed him as much as he wants. Vice versa. You create an air for a chola or cotton to create an air of tchumin or an air of chatzeros, as much as they eat, which is less than a normal amount, right? Rav Tan, if a person is very hungry and he wants to make an air of tchumin, they do it bepainless. You do it as in the sandwich. Normal, right? Tanya, which is a kula, of course, for Erev Tchumen, which is the Rabbanan. Tani Imar Rimen. We learned in Rabbi, so you're not supposed to play tricks. Brisir Rabbun Omer Mar Rimen. You are allowed to play tricks. Are we playing the trick on here?
Amount
of food you save, right. How many people are allowed to invite to come help you save the food, or later on we're going to see clothing? I allowed to do it in a way which makes it obvious that you're going to pay them and that this is a transaction, and so on and so forth. Okay? So it says, well, one mandam holds you're allowed to, right? The other mandam says, Matzel Chakach Mizam.
It's tiny,
what? Ice cream?
Yeah.
Is tiny, tiny, tiny. There's a Britannia who says, Mizami Chaka Matzah. First you have to invite, and then only afterwards to save. In other words, can you invite, can you save? If you hold it by Riemann, you can save more changes of clothing than you had, than you really need today, and say, I'm changing less if guests come, so I have clothes to give them, right? Or food to give them. The other alternative is that I say, you're not allowed to save actually any food for guests unless there are guests around. So the one mandarma says there is aroma means I can plan for unanticipated and unexpected guests. The other mandarma holds I can only do it if they're actually coming. Okay, is that clear? Says more further. Mandarma Matzil. Do you think that helped? Mandarma Matzil. I know, I'm droning on tonight. But at least I haven't fallen asleep yet. You know, you put me on the spot. Where's the shlender? I must have slept wrong the other night because my neck is killing me. It's bothering me. I can barely move my neck. Okay, jump starts. Cooking with gas now. All right. He said that first you have to save the food. First you can save the food and then invite the guests. That's Commandamar Marim. That means you can make ruses, right? Because first you save the food and then afterwards you invite the guests. Mandamar Mizamin Chagamatsu says first you have to invite guests and then save the food. Commandamar Ein Marimin, who says you can't make ruses, you got to do it in the way which doesn't utilize any loopholes. Tanimut Ab Mechabin Lahatsu. When it's also allowed to extinguish a fire. Now, we don't actually pass this way. It's not brought down in the Bavli. Fasting Katsu, you're allowed to put out the fire in order to save your food. How can you do that? It's just for Shabbos, right? Why is Mutzer Dr. Sindel? Why would it be Mutzer? No. Not the motivation. The halachic reason. Yeah. Why would you be allowed to put out the fire to save your food?
It's
going to
cook the food.
No. Not thinking Lomdish. Because the Melach Hashem Yitzirich L'Gufa. Why are they Mechab in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan? To make coals.
Excuse me.
To make coals. You're going to be Mechab in order to get out the fire. So it's Melach Hashem Yitzirich L'Gufa. Krav Shimon Tzolein Yisad Rabbonah. Imagine this is the Rabbanan for the purpose of saving food. Okay? That's what I was about to say. Masisa Rabbi Shimon Vashim, Masisa says you can even put out the fires of Rabbi Shimon. Dhammer ain't Dhammer Shim Shus, the Rabbanan, which is Melch Shayin Tzilagufa, is not Oimene Kisa Kodesh, doesn't stand in front of Kisvea Kodesh, and it also doesn't stand in front of saving food. Tani, we learned Ab Matami Latzil, you can even be Matami Truma and Maisa Shay in order to save it. Of course, once it's saved, you can't do anything with it because it's Tame, except burn it in your fire. But hypothetically, you're allowed even to be Matami in order to be Matzil. Aye, but Tani, we learned Machal Kodesh, Losigal, Rabos, Ha Truma. Aye, didn't we learn that a person who's Tame should not touch anything which includes Truma, and it's He Truma and Maisa Shay, and both Truma and Maisa Shay. So, no answer. Mike Kadun says, what's the conclusion of actually Eser B'Shabbos Kodesh Shoros B'Chol? Everybody says this line is totally irrelevant. It means nothing. It's out of place. Forget it. We didn't give an answer. But you'll have to be in Matami stuff in order to say that. Tani, we learn Kashesh Matzim in Atleiko, just like you say from a fire. Kach Matzim Miyad Akim, so too you can say from a goy, Miyad Anor, from a river, Miyad Apos, from an avalanche, Umida Yad Kol Dover Shoreven, from anything else which causes you a loss. Matzilin Tzal Moli Kikros, when it's allowed to save a basket full of bread, even though it has 100 meals in it, even though you only allowed usually to save three. If it's one basket, you're allowed to save 100 meals. Vigil shows vela and a banana cake of breast date. Vichavish shall yine in a barrel of wine. Vamelachem kill others, bobats. Yilachem, come and save yourselves. If they were smart, osim yilachesh benachar Shabbos. How is the smartness of Jews measured, Dr. Spadel? By their capacity to make money. So therefore, if they're smart, they make a cheshbon of Shabbos and say, oh, you want the property back which we saved from you today? Cost us geld. We want money for that, right? How they are able to do that, we will see momentarily. Lech Matzino, so where can you save the food to? L'chotzer shamurev, as to a chotzer which has an eruv. But Mesir me av l'shem revs, even if it doesn't have an eruv, you're allowed to save them. Masisa Rabbi Yesi, or Mishzorek Rabbi Yesi. Oh, there's a question, says Mashbiach. Masisa Rabbi Yesi, domer l'olam Matzino, mozim shol sudos, karamisha b'chonek Rabbi Yesi, said he can only save 3 meals, he was saving 100 meals. Says more, no, me came and shakulu kufechot, it's all one body, one unit, one basket. Harehu, a commission kula kusudachas, it's all considered like one meal, and therefore you'll have to save it, even though there's a lot of stuff. Vaymachem, you tell others, bovatsi lochem, come and save yourself, shakay, darkul, hazmin, ochem, shabbos. Of course, in Carmen invite guests. Well, plus to Tahiti invites a guest on Shabbos. So this guest is for the purpose of saving food, but it's okay. That's legit. Tom and Tim, if they're smart, they make a cheshbon after Shabbos. Tom and Tim, we learned over there. Maniach taliso etzlo. Let's say you have to buy food on Shabbos, so of course you can't pay money for it. So you leave your talis as a collateral. The storekeeper makes the cheshbon you after Shabbos. So said Taman at Omar Mashkuni Gave. There you say he leaves a mashkun, a deposit, security. What's the, how do you ensure that you'll be paid for your labor? That's why we're saying he's smart. Because what does he do if he's smart? He keeps the food that he saved. Just like there, he there's a mashkin, there's collateral security. Here, too, he keeps the food and says, oh, Yankel, you wanted back the food which I saved. Give me money for it. Okay, but he has to keep it in order to have some means to demand payment. Halachi! Ulushama to the schotzer, whichever one it was, Motzi is called Talklei Tashmishu. He takes out all the stuff of his for his usage. Velovish Komashi Ochlo Liobosh, and when he goes out, he wears everything he can wear out. Votev and wraps himself Komashi Ochlo out of everything which he can wrap himself in. Rabbi Yisrael Shmona Sakelim only 18. Vechayz of Loibish Motzi, he can go back in and take some more and wear some more and take it out as long as he's not carrying. Vomelachem and tell others again. Bovatzlemi come. And say with me. Rabbi Yisrael Mershna Shmona Sarkelim 18 garments. Vela, and these are the Zay. Miktoren, which is an outer coat. Nukli, which is a broad, you know, kapota. Punda, the garto. Upilio, this is a wrapping, a sheet which is wrapped. Kulan shekolin shel pishton, that's an undershirt made out of linen. The choluk shel tzemer, another type of garment made out of shirt made out of wool. Ushtampliyos, two socks. Vishnei savrikin, which are one to wipe his face and hands, and one to wipe his nose. These are handkerchiefs. Ushnei avrikim, these are garter belts for his socks. Shnei minolim, two shoes. V'kovish abrosho, the hat which goes on top of the turban. V'kagosh v'mostov, an additional belt on the outside. V'sojin sh'alzerosov, and the I guess it's like the cuffs which he wears on his sleeves. Okay, from Achim Bovatzalim, he tells other people to come and stay with me. Shekein dark only Yisrael Ashukelim b'Shabbos. Again, it looks normal because people borrow vessels from each other on Shabbos. So he says, come and stay with me. So he's saying, come and borrow some vessels from me, and it doesn't look like a desecration of the Shabbos atmosphere. Hashem and Anosomer, Porcino Shokdia Gabi Shido Tevo Migdal Shalchus Benesor. If you want to extinguish a fire which sees the hold of a closet or any other wooden structure, you put a leather hide on them, which absorbs the fire. Neshu Mechara, it gets singed but doesn't burn. Also Mechitza, you can make also warm from the fire. B'chol Kelim, with all vessels, Bein Malayim, where they full, Bein Rekonim, empty. Shushlo Tavar, like in order that the fire should not pass by. Rav Yossi Oser, Becheres Chalashim, says you may not use new earthenware vessels. Malayim, if they're full of water. She'en Echol Mekab Ben Sor, because they're not fully attuned yet to the fire. Famous Bakin, and if they are going to burst in the heat, Mechabin is at Lekon, they're going to extinguish the fire. Okay? Kini Masnisin, our mission is talking about Bishoso Urbahen. Now, literally that means when they're on fire, but all of them, unfortunately, say means when they're not yet on fire. You can't put this piece of leather on top of the closet or the wooden box if it's already on fire, because then your mamish being mechabe. It means you see a fire coming imminently, so you're allowed to tie on the top in order to suffocate the fire. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Bab Bar Mel Moshem Rav said, "Save a shalos bo or mitzad echad. You have fire over here. This is my mitzad shei. Put water over here. Be cover if this extinguishes as a result. Cover that's fine. It's in the indirect. Similarly, the vice versa. Talis shalos bo, not vice versa. Similarly, talis shalos bo or if you have a talis which part of it got on fire, mitzad echad on one side." They say, my mitzad shein, you put water on the other side, you cover, and if it gets extinguished, it gets extinguished. Achazbo, or mishnei tzadim, what if you're really out of luck? Your house is burning on both sides. So what do you do? No, I don't suggest you do this at home. No glomisati, but you take it and wrap yourself in it. You cough, so cough, so it gets extinguished, it gets extinguished.
You roll around?
Doesn't say roll around. I guess that's what you do. Oh, beats me. Yeah, you have to have been there in order to know. Okay? Rashul Shem Rabbi Teva said, Rabbi Yeso. Our mission is Rabbi Yeso. The Korbanator takes out the next five words. Ma pligin. Ask where I understand what they argue. Ma pligin. May my Rabbi Yeso, Rabbanan, Bishos, and Mechitza Shokalim. Oh, wait. It's not read like that. Sorry. Ma pligin. What do they argue with each other? So that you have to say that the mission is going like Rabbi Yossi. So it says the Gemara, Meima Rabbi Yossi Rabbanon, Bishaasa Machita Shokalim. Maybe the only time Rabbi Yossi Rabbanon has had is when you made a machita out of earthenware vessels. Avli Masa Machita Shomayim Lo, where you make a water barrier that's not a problem. Right? Why would that be a problem?
So the Gemara says no. Really, the Koran, everybody agrees with his dish. So if everybody agrees with his dish, the question then is, why would Rav say that this is permitted?
What?
That is permitted. So it's a road,
the fire
that is going
until it reaches the water, it will reach by itself and then it will be put out by the water.
So the Gemara answers, you're not pouring water out.
That would be a nice hook. The thing is, I see I made a mistake. What he means to say is that it's also for sure if it's a water-based system. Water barrier, it's also for sure. It's not a machlokas. It's for sure also. Yeah. No, it's a machlokas. That's going to be the topic of machlokas. Again, Rabbi Shua B'Shem Rabbi Zira de Rabbi Yossi says more ma pligin. Do they argue? Yes. Meimah Rabbi Yossi Rabbanon. The machlokas in Rabbi Yossi Rabbanon is only b'shos or mechitza. Shel Kalim. Avos mechitza shemayim lo is no machlokas. Everybody holds it's awesome. However, that which Rabbi Shmuel said, name Rabbi Zira, that is only Rabbi Yosu said that. Adam Rav feel also mechitza shmai machlokas masir rabban argue on him and say it's mutter even the wall is just made out of water. That's okay. You're allowed to put it there, and we're not clear, and even if it bursts because of the heat, that's fine. It's allowed to go and extinguish the water. Okay. If a guy comes to put out the fire on Shabbos, don't tell him anything. You're not required to cause him to rest on Shabbos. On the contrary, he's not supposed to. If a child comes to turn it off, we do not permit him to do so because you're responsible for him. Fire fell b'kfar Afik, in the village of Afik. No. A fire fell in the village. Avik Rabbi Ami cruised the Shuki Baramoi. So Rabbi Ami put out a town crier in the Aramaean, the non-Jewish marketplace, and was went around saying Umar, and he said, Mandavat Lomafsidi, who puts up our fire, ain't gonna lose. Meaning, okay, right. That was okay. I don't understand. Why are you saying it's because he changed the nusach? He said it was a mutter because it was a sakona, right? You have to know what's going on. Says there's a fire. No. If there was a true sakona, says even Rabbi Ami should have put out the fire. He shouldn't have had sent for a goy. Look, in time that we learn called of our shesh b'sakana, ain't no name, ain't any time there's a danger. We don't say yasu dvarim hello. Let these matters be done by noshim uktani, by women and children. And I feel b'gdoyim, I feel b'so. They even if they're adults, even Jews. So therefore, it must not have been a sakana because it was a sakana. Rabbi Yossi himself would have gone, since Rabbi Yossi himself didn't come. It must be it wasn't so dangerous. Okay, and that's why I can wait till what.
Therefore, any wine that came from this vineyard would be...
If a person sold land... What land?
Yeah, look at the Radal. The Radal says, Enemim Yasud Varim Elu B'Nachrim Uktanim. Nachum, which makes more sense. Go ahead.
When Mitch said the thing, not Ravina, Ravina permitted him to wait. The border is not concerned that Plato just stole it from his vineyard.
Okay. There was a Maisa that a fire burst out in the courtyard of Yosef ben Simoi, Besichin, in the city of Besichin. The Yorim Nekuzer Shiltiporn and the members of the guard of Kutziporin came L'chabos to put out the fire. He did not allow them to do so. Arman, he said to them, let the Gabbai Shigba Chobo collect his chayim. Who's the Gabbai in this case? God. He says, let God make a fire. If he wants to make a fire, it's his prerogative. I'm not going to put it out on Shabbos. I'm going to have you put it out for me.
Right.
Just a minute. So immediately a nace occurred, and a cloud came out and put out the fire. He sent all of the members of that battalion to Sela, and to the leader of the regiment, 50 dinar, which is twice as much. So why? Because he didn't want them to think that their coming was for naught. So therefore, he encouraged them to come again. And this is a raya to what we just say, which is he didn't have to do it, right? He could have allowed the guy to put out the fire, right? That's why he's facilitating for next time that the guys will come to put out the fire. He wanted to be machmir on himself. Okay. Chad nafti hava b'mgura de Rabbi Yoina. There was a certain non-Jew from Nafta who was in the silo, in the area of the silo of Rabbi Yoina. Nafta's lake of Bimagura, so a fire came into the silo. Did Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yoina's silo. Also Niftai, so that non-Jew went, Boy Mitfasi, and wanted to put it at Matfais Mitfaita. Shlake comes from drop, means he wanted to sprinkle on it, put it out. Lo Shavke, he wouldn't let him do so. Amarlei, so he said, the guy said to Rabbi Yoina, Begodach Madlei? Begodach means with your mazel. God in Aramaic is mazel. Begodach Madlei is, or in Hebrew actually, is mazel. Begodach Madlei, you're going to be saved with your own mazel? In other words, why not let me put it out? You're an idiot. Amarlei, he said, yes, let me save it with my own mazel. And of course, Ishtaziv Kula, the entire neighborhood, was saved as a result of his schus. Rabbi Yonah of Karami, Poras Gulte al Gedisha. This mamish mystical. Whenever there's a fire coming, he would put his own shirt on the freshly cut grain, Venura Arkomine, and the fire would flee from the shirt. I know you can explain this in a rationalist way, that's what it says.
Asbestos.
What?
Shirt made out of asbestos.
Shirt made out of asbestos, okay. It says where. A child who comes to put out the fire, we don't listen to him. Lo Tani Kane, then we learn. Tani, Lo Kane Tani, Ro Oso, Lo Yotze Mlagasor, they saw the kid going out and gathering grass. Ain't not Zokuklo. You don't have to be concerned with it, I think that is. Yeah. You don't have to stop him from collecting the grass. Aye, that's a derisa, and this is a derisa. Why here do you stop him? Why there don't you stop him? So says the Rishami, now here the gears is messed up, the Ritva says, and the Pnei Moshe seems to learn the same way. Tamon, yesh lo tzorech ba'asovim. There the cotton wants the grass. If he wants the grass, he's doing al da'as atzmo. He's doing al da'as atzmo. I have no responsibility to stop him. What? We're talking about without chinuch, right? Chinuch is a separate issue. But chinuch is usually a mitzvah composite, mitzvah sasei, not a mitzvah slow sasei. So, or else we're talking about a case where he simply can't do that. But anyway, tamen ein lo tzorach ba'asovim. There, the kid, yesh lo tzorach ba'asovim. The kid wants the grass, so therefore, he's not my shliach. But here, ein lo tzorach b'kibu. He has no need to extinguish it. The only reason why he wants to extinguish it is.
Location was correct.
The katan has no reason to extinguish it. What's the reason katan wants to extinguish it? To give an nachas ruach to his father. If I do an nachas ruach for his father, that's why it's osur. Again, in the case of the kid who's collecting grass, so there he's collecting grass because he wants it. It's not doing it for anybody else. It's an interesting commodity. He wants to have the grass for his own animals, whatever the case may be. So that's there we don't have to stop the kid. Because not to eat al da'atenu because of our intent. Where you find a kid in America, I mean, you find a kid here who's, you find it came to the 4th of July. Find it, it's just passing my mind, sorry. I am partially asleep, it seems. So you find a kid who has, find a kid who's putting out a fire, firecrackers, find a kid who's putting out a fire, then he's doing it for own purpose? No. He doesn't care if a fire blazes for days on end. Why is he putting it out? He's putting it out because ain't load sorech b'kibuy. Again, the girsa should be the opposite. He has no need to put it out. Why is he putting it out? For the benefit of his parent. So for the benefit of his parent, so therefore, that's considered to be shlichus, and therefore I have to stop him from doing so.
What if he doesn't want his house to
run down? Then a taka would be mutter. If it's wrong, so a taka is mutter. Right, and a chanak. That would be taka nafkimina. That would have to be a difference. Okay? Kofi kor al gabi, and then one is allowed to put a plate on top of a candle with shushlo techos, but in order that it shouldn't, the fire shouldn't leap up to the ceiling beams. But Tosh Kodah was allowed to put a plate on top of a child's excrement, va'akra, and on top of a scorpion, shlotishon, that it shouldn't bite you. Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa bo'if ne'er Rabbi Yochum and Zagah ba'arov, and Ma'arov, they asked him this question. V'armit said, Choshishani, ani lo mi'chatas, I'm afraid if somebody does this on Shabbos, puts a cup or a saucer on top of a scorpion, he's chayav chatas, because it's of hunting. Yeva explained this, Kaidem Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi Yana, like Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi said, I didn't hear this from Tati. Remember, he had this a few weeks ago. My sister told me, Shimon, his name, Beitzah Shnolda B'Yontif, an egg which is laid on Yontif, Soim Chilon, when he's allowed to put something up, he can't say, Shush Lo, just got on the orchard and roll and break. Avol, but one is not allowed to put a vessel on top of it. Shmuel Amar, if Kofin Lesaki, you're also allowed to put a vessel on top of it. And our mission is going like Shmuel, that one is allowed to put a vessel on top of it in order to protect it from going to waste. And you also put a vessel on top of a child's excrement. Says more, obviously. Right? Is it not chicken fodder, right? So why do I need to? No, the truth is that the carbonated takes it even even further. The way I answer the question is that since it's not mukta, since it's chicken fodder, so therefore you can put a keli on top of it. But he says it's not even mukta at all. So therefore just cart it away and put it somewhere else, right? Why do you have to cover it, right? If it's suitable for hands. So I'm Rabbi Ukvan. To about soft excrement. Soft excrement that they don't eat. They're fussy, the hens. They won't eat any excrement. It's got to be tough excrement. Right? So why are you putting a keli on top of it? Taki, if you don't want to preserve anything, what's the point of putting a keli on top of it? Shlova de mirul, so you don't start stepping on it and smearing it around. That's why. Fakram shlotishach. You put a cover on a scorpion that it shouldn't bite. Maisa boiv ne Rabbi Yochum etzake ba'arav. So Maisa came for Eichon etzake in Arav. Now where is Arav? How would you know? It's in the Galil. It's a city in the Galil. So Maisa came for Eichon etzake ba'arav. Omer said, Choshesh ani lo michatas. I'm afraid that somebody who does this is chayav echatas. Now fascinating thing. Rabbi Ula Amar Shmona Esrei Shonim Ovid Hava Yoi Ba'ado Arav. For 18 years Rabbi Yochum etzake was a Rav in Arav. That was his shteller. And v'lo asa kamoi ele ilan train uvda. You only got two shilas the whole time he was there. Six. All right, I'm not going to make a comment, but you can tell what kind of type of a shul was. They weren't asking very many shilas. They didn't line up with their neither shilas. So he said, this was one of them, and there's another one here. Another one, the company says, we're going to have it later on.
Another case where they ask him a question. Parakovis. Galilee. So Nesa Hatoira. You hate the Torah. 18 years he didn't ask any shilas. If that's the case, Sofach Lasus Mistiken, ultimately you're gonna go under to tax collectors. You're going to be overrun with tax collectors. The Mashbiach explains, Mida Keneged Mida, because people who learn Torah, the Gemara says, are exempt from taxes, right? But people who don't learn Torah, so they have double the tax. So the Galileans, since they weren't asking Shilas, they were going to get taxed to a much greater extent later on. Okay, the truth is I've run out of what I prepared. On that happy note, we can end there for tonight. Don't say I never stop early.